On today's show, Anthony Edwards displays why the Wolves took him number one, 7-5 Taco Fall pulls out some nimble footwork, and Nikola Jokic tells us what animal his dunks resemble. So much wildlife talk coming up. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Thursday, May 6th. Hey, what's up, everybody? We're starting with the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves because this was the game. It was one of those very special Anthony Edwards games where he shows the whole bag of tricks. The catch-and-shoot three-point shots, the step-back three-point shots, the driving, absorbing contact and scoring plays, the driving, avoiding contact and scoring plays with either a push shot or a Euro step. The shooting overall was very, very special from Anthony Edwards. 8 of 9 from three, 17 of 22 overall, and he attempted only one free throw for his 42 points. The Rook has the whole bag, but said he will add something to his game this offseason. When asked what he'd be adding, he said, quote, "I ain't telling nobody. I want to come back like Houdini." That quote via Dane Moore. Yes, he's providing the quotes. What will he bring back next season? Because he does have it all. Maybe he can make the nickname Ant disappear. It's not going anywhere, but I still don't like it. I'll never be a fan. Wolves play-by-play man Dave Benz repeated this Ant theory, I guess one would call it, on the broadcast. Ben said, take the fastest ant in the world and make it the size of a human. If it were the size of a human, it could run 200 meters a second. So a kilometer in 5 seconds or a mile in 8 seconds. I hate that. Would it be that fast if it were human-sized? No. Its systems wouldn't allow it to even survive. Am I right? I'm not a scientist. Don't listen to me. The Grizzlies hung on to win behind Ja Morant's very special 37. Morant is so special, he's leading his team into the play-in tournament. The Grizz sit at 500, and it's going to be a fun mini-tourney in the West with these three teams more than likely. The Grizzlies, the Warriors, the Spurs, and currently the Blazers would be the fourth team. But Portland is riding high and trying to get out of seventh in the Western Conference. They're going to need to outscore teams to make any noise at all in the playoffs with their subpar defense. And they just had their highest scoring game of the season versus Cleveland, dropping 141 on 57% shooting. Damian Lillard had 32. And now, for the first time this season, they get to come home to some fans. Friday, the Moda Center will be at 10% capacity, and they'll be playing the Lakers, who they currently trail for sixth in the regular playoff spot, by only a half game. The Lakers do have it tough. They visit the Clippers on Thursday, and then the Blazers Friday, more than likely without LeBron for either game. Knicks, Nuggets. It was a bad night for the Knicks from the jump. They committed 3 fouls in the first 22 seconds, and head coach Tom Thibodeau got hit with a technical foul 28 seconds into the game. Then it got worse from there. Nikola Jokic outscored the Knicks on his own in the first quarter, 24-12. It was 34-12 overall, and the game was just a blowout from there. Jokic bullied the Knicks in a 24-point first quarter, and he was jamming on him. He had 4 dunks in the game, and as Nuggets broadcaster Katie Wingy asked him, this was a great quote. She asked him about his dunks after the game. Listen.
It was Tiger dunks. You know what's Tiger dunk? Almost.
Almost. Yeah, I think that makes sense. You know, it's in his claws, and he kind of just drops it in. Never heard it before, but kind of makes sense. Wizards, Bucks. I think you can call Russell Westbrook passes Tiger passes. You know, he drives, kind of drops it off, you know, kind of out of his claws from his chest level with his hands open, kind of like a Tiger. Ah, the old debate. Is Westbrook a cat or a dog? That goes way back into our history. He's clearly a dog on the floor. Another triple-double, 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 17 Tiger assists. Now only 2 back of Oscar Robertson's all-time triple-double mark, with 6 games to play for Washington this season. The Bucks hung on to beat Washington as they feel good about themselves on the way to the regular season finish line, having won 4 straight, especially feeling good about getting 29 from Jrue Holiday. An aggressive Holiday to complement Giannis is what they need. The Bucks hung on despite Bradley Beal's 42 and this money quote about his teammate, Raul Neto. Quote, "I call him Wolfman. His name sounds like a wolf. Howl. We howl all night." Wow. In fact, Westbrook said he was a wolf when we asked him if he was a cat or a dog way back. Wow, the tie-in. Thanks for letting me know Brad Beal loves puns, Fred Katz. That's why The Athletic pays you the big bucks. Suns Hawks. The Suns had their five-game win streak snapped. That's all right. Despite having the NBA's best road record, there is no shame in losing to Atlanta, especially on a back-to-back. The Hawks pulled away early in the fourth quarter, mostly because of their bench. The bench got it done, scoring 74 points total. With the Knicks' loss, Atlanta is only a half game back from the four seed. The Jazz were happy to see the Suns lose there in Atlanta. Combined with Utah's win over San Antonio, Utah reclaimed the West's top spot, dropping Phoenix to one game back. Jordan Clarkson had 30, and someone by the name of Jack Brizuela got a very lifelike Jordan Clarkson tattoo recently. That thing is spot on. Is that a calf? Yeah, I guess it is a calf. That looks like a sandal in the background. Anyway, the 76ers kept the NBA's longest active winning streak going to the Eastern Conference here, winning their sixth straight game in a rout over Houston. Philly is tightening their grip on the one seed in the East. Joel Embiid only had to play 25 minutes and said after the game, quote, "It's good and bad. You don't get the full conditioning that you need for the playoff run. You want to go into the playoffs upping your load just to make sure you're used to it when you get there," end quote. That's definitely my number one question about Embiid, how he'll play in heavy minutes with the most responsibility he's ever had. The Sacramento Kings kept their slim playoff hopes alive behind Marvin Bagley's season-high 31 points, including 24 in the first half in a win over Indiana. And the Celtics blew out the Magic. Both teams got the result they wanted. Boston's victory cigar, 7-5 big man Taco Fall, got in the game into garbage time. He had four blocks on four consecutive possessions. And he screwed around offensively, acted like a guard, letting the ball hang out on his hand before crossing it through his legs. He got into the lane, shot fake, defender jumped to block the 7-5 shot for some odd reason. Footwork and a spin and a score. Celtics bench goes wild. They are in six now in the Eastern Conference. Four now, tied with the Miami Heat. They're trying to stay in the playoff tournament, but the Knicks and the Hawks are holding off the Celtics and the Heat in a great race there. That's it for me. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode here on Thursday. I'll be back on Friday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. I'll talk to you then.